Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orly Benny Davis and this is from Jerusalem with Love. Today is July 29, 2020 and we are here in Israel, the only land, the only holy land and the spiritual center of the global world, holding still after so many years that the Holy Temple is being destructed. Since the last one, it was 1,950 years since we had a Holy Temple, but we didn't have then the presence of God. Only 2,786 years ago, we could find the presence of God in the Temple of Solomon. It's not for nothing that we commemorate these days, because these days always culminate the work in mankind, whatever happened to the Jewish people and all this tragedy for 2,000 years in the diaspora. We are now back in the Jewish land, and after so many years, we're still holding still to see if the world will give us the grace of God, and with the grace of God, of course, and give us the opportunity to rebuild our holy temple. It's not for nothing. It's the center of the global world of spiritual life, and people from all over know to come and pray, and they know that they can find some rejuvenation and help and pray for the safe being of the world. And today more than ever, we must have it, because we do have a crisis on our hands. We have the coronavirus that reminds us all that we are so little and the world is so huge. And whatever shortcoming we made must come to a fixer. And the world rebels. I don't know why, but the world seems to go crazy. Maybe they sense something is changing. It's a game changer, right? The coronavirus changed the game and it leveled the play field for all the good guys to come along, because for much too long, the bad guys were running the show. So let's have a good chat today, and we'll talk about it, and we'll talk about what's happening in America and in Israel, of course, and in the world. So I hope you join us. Stay put. We'll be back after this.
I'm Jono Vandoor.
And I'm Ross Nichols.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind, a show that broadcasts all the weekly goodness that flows like milk and honey from the Holy Land straight into your ears with humorous and happy news stories.
New shows are posted every Thursday at 7 p.m. Israel time, highlighting the lighter side and advancing a positive view of Israel here on Israel News Talk Radio.
We are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is from Jerusalem with Love. I want to welcome all our friends from around the globe, from United States, from Israel, from Australia, from Canada, Hungary, Mexico, Belgium, and Sweden. Welcome to the show. Today, we're commemorating the starting of the fast of Nine of Av. Is the fasting of the destruction of the temple, and for all its mattering, you know, over the years, what happened after that, always in the same time. That's why this year we avoid clashing with any other forces. And if anybody followed the news in Israel, you realize that, you know, it's such a close call with Hezbollah on the northern border, because there was some hoo-ha in the last few days. Now, let me tell you, Lebanon is in a state stage of famine. It's a place where is suffering a lot. Let's not talk about Iraq, that they don't have electricity. It's something that the world needs to do something about it, because they are abusing it for so long and nothing happened there. And they are calling upon their government. But in our north border, the closer border in Syria and Lebanon, they've been devastating for a long time. I know that Assad in Syria made a plan with the Iranians, so we're not sure what accord they did sign. But I know that in Lebanon, there is a fraction that really wants to have a normal life. Because remember, Lebanon used to be the Switzerland of the Middle East. Lebanon used to have those incredible trees that used in the time of King Solomon to build a temple. So we are hoping for that. And I did something that I would do anytime when I see that opportunity. I said, listen, we are in Israel. There is a lot of cattle here, and we have, you know, God bless us. You know, we are okay still, even the corona, but we are, you know, a country that can make some grace. And I called upon, I wrote, actually, I didn't call him. I called David Beasley, the head of the World Food Organization. And I told him that if he's not coming on the show, his name is going to be mentioned, because I call upon the World Food Organization to help Lebanon and Syria right now and Iraq in this struggle that they have in famine, because I know they have a holiday coming in, and I know that they don't talk directly to us. For some reason, they decided they are not talking to us. They are fighting us forever, because the Arabs and the Muslims decided that the Jews have a problem, even though in the ancestry story from the biblical time, everybody know that, you know, we all are children of Abraham. So think about the fact that if the World Food Organization will be a player in this, and David Beasley, I call upon you because you're my friend. You run with me to the United States Senate. You used to be the governor of South Carolina. You are a maker. And I know that Africa is, you know, keeping you busy, but we need your attention over here, too. But let's assume that he's busy. But anybody other international organization that can join forces and help us, you know, supply whatever they need with accords, and maybe a peace process will come at the end of the day from the nature of things, from people who care for people and humanity, and not just because, you know, we overcome them and we explode them or we bomb something. We don't want peace this way. We call upon you to stay away from a border. We call upon you to keep your citizen, because some citizen might want to jeopardize their own life and try to smuggle themselves through the border. But our border is secure and our technology is immense. And you know that we can see you coming and we know where you're going. And anybody who even moves around, we are prepared. So please don't aggravate your status right now. Think about the consequence. We don't want to get you in trouble and in war. We will overcome you. There is no question about this, especially when we have the help and the blessed help of our friends, the United States and the world, you know, because if you come around, you know, to attack civilians right now, there is nothing in the book that will keep you safe. Now, think about a procedure that can be with the United Nations celebrating a very good accord, helping us give you, we have a lot of cattle. There are Arabs here and Druze that, you know, grow a lot. We have Australia is a country that we buy a lot of cattle from, and we buy them when they are young and alive. We ship them, which, you know, we have to talk one day about the container that they've been shipped and the stress that they're going through. So many years, so many days in the on the ocean. But at the end of the day, food is not scarce in this area. And that's why we need to provide. And if this is a day that we fast before God and ask His forgiveness. Let's do grace. And those children that that are captive in Gaza, those one from 2014 clashes that we had with Hamas, those kids need to come to home to be buried with honor on the soil of the land they were born for and sacrificed their life for. So you guys know that we give money to Hamas every month. You know that. It just passed a few days back. So they need to return. They need to return our thing from they need to return our incredible children, you know, a soldier back. Now, I know I have a call. Now, this is a serious call. This is a serious show. And if this is a serious caller, I will take him and I'll be happy to. If it's a joke like every other time that they like to play, I'm sorry, I'm not on to it, because I'm asking grace from God today, and I'm asking before all of you to come and pray together with us because for the safeguard of Zion, the safeguard of Jerusalem. And I've been talking about the fact that, you know, America is being struggling too much, but we're going to extend this about, you know, in the next session. But let's talk back about state of affairs in Israel. There is a lot of demonstration going on, heavy duty demonstration all over. And you know what? It's okay, because Israel needs to have a fresh start too. And you know what? It's an economical demonstration. This is not only about Bibi taking, you know, we want to replace Benjamin Netanyahu, or they want to replace him. It's about the fact that the economy is bad. It's, of course, the handling of the coronavirus, but the coronavirus was the instrument to show us all how bad is the state of affairs for the ordinary people. Because most of them, if you visit, and I come from America, and we have there another state of mind, when you come, you see them, they're all working, you know, their head off day and night. They have no time for family, forget, you know, extended family. And they just work their head off all day long, exhausted. Then they've been squeezed by the bank with the interest rate that you don't want to know. And they cannot make it to the ends, you know, they cannot make ends meet. And the incredible numbers of the cost of living is so high that between the salary they get and the livelihood that they're getting, it's a joke. So God gave us the opportunity to call upon them and dismantle this cartel of anything. They have a cartel of construction that you cannot build because the land belongs to the state of Israel. And the only people who can get the land is the one that can deposit so much money in the bank, which are the only 10 family that owns most of the entity here. So, in other words, they've been played the Israeli incredible human resources for quite some time, and they didn't give them the education, the forthcoming, and even the fortitude to become what they can do. This is the Holy Land. And you know what? Even those that pray to God, they need to beg to get, you know, allowance, because we are supposed to give them allowances, you know, Holy Land. They need to beg for every time, and they've been throwing stuff, and the police is treating them so bad because they are like, you know, marked. We need to understand that Israel is transforming itself, but it's an awakening. It's an awakening that is going to do good to the Jewish people. it's going to do good because we have so many Jewish people are coming from all over the world, because all of a sudden you all in the world becoming stressful and you think that the only people who has the money are the Jew, which they, you know for a fact that anybody who has money is he gave it already, invested it in something, so you cannot have anything going. And they're coming after the Jew again. And I'll tell you what I heard yesterday in Congress, or what the governor or senator from Georgia said yesterday, that will make you freak, or made us freak, because, you know, we know the history and we're not going to repeat it. But this time we're around, Israel is helping the Jewish people all around the diaspora and let them know that if you have a problem, a minute that you feel threatened, come home. We'll take care of you. It will be tough. It will be rough, but you will be free. And this is what we want. We want you to know that we are covering everybody, every Jew's back all over. So let's go to a break and we'll be back after this.
Hi everyone, this is Andrea Simintow from Jerusalem, inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simintow, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
Hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On the Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Israel News Talk Radio.
Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Did you know this psalm and many others were composed by a Jewish shepherd and musician who later became a king? Would you like to know some of the inner meanings of psalms to help you connect with God and strengthen your soul? An exciting and easy-to-read book is now available, which will help you do just that. Software for the Soul, Psalms for Everyone, available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. Software for the Soul.
Modesty at the beach? It isn't just about body image. It's about feeling good. Modest swimsuits, so we don't get burned by the sun.
So we won't get ogled by strangers.
So we'll feel free to express ourselves without the need to expose ourselves.
Let Marcy Modest help you to cover up what you want, how you want.
Made in Israel.
Visit MarcyModest.com. That's M-A-R-S-E-A Modest.com.
And get a 10% discount on your first purchase.
Two new shows on Israel News Talk Radio.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
How did a nice Jewish girl from Delaware end up living in Israel? Shalom, I'm Natalie Zapinski. Join me on my show, Returning Home. Meet different people who have moved to Israel. Hear their personal stories, their highs, their lows, and everything in between. Each week, we talk to experts on immigration and the process of moving to Israel. Listen to Returning Home every Thursday, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. I want to send all my prayer to all the Jewish people all around the globe. And may Hashem, may God Almighty give you the grace this year to see, a real redemption. And for us, redemption is to be free of freedom of spirit, economical boundaries, of course, but also the spirit to be a real Jew. And, you know, people don't understand the true nature of things, because sometimes people from other religion make us feel a little awkward when we are the source of the religion. When Abraham took his oath and Moses got the Ten Commandments from God Almighty in Mount Zion, it was the Jewish people who started the connection with God. And no other religion has a connection with God. You can say, you can worship idols and everything, but it's your sense, or there is a different forces, God forbid. But the connection with God, we lost it with the Ark of the Covenant, that we, by all means, people are been researching it, and the adventurers say that it's in Ethiopia, and we need to send a mission to find it, or actually negotiate to bring it home to the Holy Land. Now, think about it. If the Jewish people been around for 2,000 years, we've been pushed with Shaf, and there is a big difference between being born in Israel and being born overseas. I can see it, I can relate to it, because I lived in America for so long, and it was my home too, and I have no issue with any Jews. They are lovely, and they are gracious, and they are generous, and they are good, but they are Democrats, and they need to come to their senses. But it doesn't matter about being a Democrat. It doesn't really matter. It's as long as you're free. But yesterday on the House committee, that the Oversight Committee on the grill bar, the Attorney General of the USA was grilled by the Democratic part of the United States Congress. It was abusive in such a way that, Mr. Barr was so good and so righteous, and he didn't comment. And even that they say, they show him a poster. I love that poster, or a video, where there is smoke all over from the riots, right? And there is like three policemen and a big 6'4" guy, like 250 pounds, standing behind a policeman, intimidation in some sort. He wasn't doing anything, and all of a sudden, the policeman turned around and hit him with a stick. The guy didn't even move. He didn't move because he was so big. And then they spray him to get them out of their sight. Now, the congresswoman saying, oh, he was a peaceful protester. If it was smoke in the video, you could see the riots, how peaceful it could be. And if you are keeping your distance so close to the policeman, what you were doing there, it was like closing the present danger. And Mr. Barr was so kind and so reluctant to get into a fight. But when they show him a video when it's smoke and they said peaceful, just mention, well, I see smoke all over, so I don't think that you can have a case there. And then to try to say, under the thing of perjury that you swear for, did you ask a question? And they bombarded him with questions that you cannot even understand what they want and what they're saying. And then they will come and recollect, like they do with Flynn, that they ambushed him to make a lie. And then it was gone. They're sneaking on them. And they tried it on Mr. Barr, but it didn't work. It didn't work. Because that session was abusive. It was a mockery of democracy. And if you want, guys, you talk justice and you talk about Black Lives Matter justice. And one of the black congressmen, mentioned Judah as in the progress of the discussion. I want you guys to know that we don't call you the N-word. You don't call us Judah, okay? And it's enough with this. Anyway, it's amazing that we have a pretty aggressive Congress when they feel zealous, they're all in shambles because they are burning their own cities. Oh, what a smart. I love that part. You see that they're burning their own city and then they feel strong. It's like you live on destruction. That's the way you like it, I guess. Then you have in Portland, what do you add? Militia guys walking through the street, all arms, all in black, all arms for, to the teeth. And you know that they are dangerous and they holding a lot of power. Now, if you have that power in your hands and you use it against anybody, your intention, you know, even having that kind of armor and this, you know, displaying it in the middle and marching on the middle of the street and in a way that intimidated other or stop the vehicles from there, make you ask what's their intention? Are you going to take over Portland? Okay, so if you're taking it, you really don't know where you're going, because I saw the march. You were going back and forth. You don't really have a leader, and the only leader that is too scared and hiding is Farrakhan, of course, because I heard him at 4th of July when he declared independence for the third year or the fourth year in a row of something. Now, you think you liberate Chicago from America? You're creating a mess. Look at the countries, all the democratic nations. They're too weak. Yeah, and the question that was asked, Mr. Barr, why do you use power to evacuate people from around the White House? Well, guess what? If you're attacking and you're planning to come close to the White House, that's the immediately you need to stay put and evacuate those people. But it's not just to have a photo op. It's to liberate the church nearby or a house of prayer. And that gracious, priest in the House of Prayer said that President Trump was not worthy of her service or whatever. I hope that the group will collect themselves and understand that when you have a house of God, you need to cherish it, because we mourn it. For more than 2,000 years, we lost the presence of God Almighty. It's not. The God presence is all over the place. It's greatest, you know, it's bring the sun every day, bring the moon, the operation of the worlds is happening. Whatever we ruin in our incredible hectic life with so much gasoline, so much pollution, so much abuse, like China, God help us. You know, I heard that when you get the smoke in China is immense, and they need to have a mask, not just because of the corona, because of the smoke that they have there. The pollution is immense. And I know China is on our, you know, target right now as far as blaming her for the virus. But we blame her for neglecting the environment. We blame her for giving us so much garbage and selling it and taking every economy in the world. And we all are staying with the pieces. You know, anybody who bought a toy from China can relate to how many pieces he has and left with. Let's not go about China. China is a smart country. She'll come along, and especially when it stand up with India. Come on, you guys don't want to fight. And if America is in the, you know, is acting up in the South China Sea and with Australia, and you have the Philippines, you need to count your blessings and back off. I told you last time, back off, China. Listen, you know, let's keep it cool. Now, we need to get some food to the children of Lebanon. They have a holiday coming up, and they need to feast for their own, you know, devastation for so many years. The people in Israel need some rest from this culmination of abuse of monopoly. They have a monopoles of so many sorts. And this is a good thing for the world to see that, you know, we're shaking off the monopoly of Israeli economy. It's inside. It's not a fight between us. It's a fight between the powerful who wants to keep us, you know, enslaved to their, you know, abuse of prices. taking incredible rates, and then take all back, you know, like they did in 2008 in America. They took back all the houses and they took the money from the America government too. That was, you know, that was a story that there is a movie you should see in Netflix. Anyway, the idea is that we are running out of this session too. I know that the Secretary of Defense of America, Esper, just announced that there is a repositioning of the troops from Germany. They're pulling up the troops from Germany to empower NATO, and they're going to place it in Italy and Belgium. And good for you guys. And then they're going to keep the air people in, and the Air Force people in the United Kingdom. They're not going to move them, but they're going to have a lot, half of the amount of troops shipped back home to reposition them and to keep in check Russia. I guess that Russia is still on the book, but it will be okay because, you know, the balance of power is always shuffling the cards. And as long as we understand what is going on, we can play right. So let's go to a break and we'll be back after this.
Leap of Faith with Penina Taylor.
We live in the age of information, but not inspiration. If you're like me, you're looking to be inspired, to reach higher, to connect more, and to grow. Well, if you want to get warm, you need to stand close to the fire. And if you want to catch fire, you need to stand close enough to get hit by the sparks. Join me, Penina Taylor, as we walk with people who have embarked on a spiritual journey towards Torah. We'll uncover what started them on their journey and what truths they discovered along the way. So prepare to be inspired as we take a leap of faith every Sunday at 5 p.m. on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. I want to say a special hi to Larry and David in the chat room. They are smart guys. They talked, you know, common sense, and I'm always honored to have you all here. So thank you so much for being here and a part of this show. The idea that we will look at the situation globally, because the only thing is to see it from above as far as a big puzzle. So we can help each other. Helping each other out, it means that we need to get rid of those weak politicians that handle themselves only and do nothing for the people. You know, we have so many people who stamp their card but never, you know, just never show up, or only make an interview on the radio. Or in Israel, they're fascinated with being on the news, which is horrible because the Israeli news like only scandals. So when you hear somebody on the news, you know, they're after him. It's not a good thing, you know. Our radio show, thank God, is American and it's online, so nothing to do with it. It's true to God and it's honest. You know, Israel News Talk Radio is a really straight talk kind of mechanism. But in general, bad politicians make bad policy. Right now, we are in a game changer, and the game changer means that we need to position people that can change the rule and negotiate with the heavy duty guys, the one who control the world. Yes, the old order of the world does not relent himself from our money or our sweat, our work, our hardship, our ideas, our movies, anything. How many, you know, special, you know, effect people, you know, that they are broke because they took advantage of them? How many movies, you know, actors in America you saw that made million for those that are, you know, box busters and they are broke? How many people in the world, you know, that got people took advantage of them. It's time to give justice to the people. Sorry. If you think about justice, it's not a justice, in general. It's not only in the court. It has to be seen. And when people get outrage already, and this is the time the corona is outrage, and think about it, they're actually neglecting the well-being because wearing masks but not keeping the distance might be, an infection factor. They might risk to get sick, but they abandon everything and they need help. They need help. I'm sorry. Well, every time I get upset, I lose my voice. Now, the thing about it is we need to get the taxes off their back, and we need to get the bank off their back, and we need to get, the cartels off, any kind of cartels, and we need to get the Chinese company out of control of the possession of most of the facts. China went all over and sprayed their money and bought some companies. I don't know how much you know about this, but they own a lot of stuff here in Israel. And the fact that they have a friction right now in India, and we are friends with India, is putting Israel in a very sensitive position. So I suggest you both, India and China, do not fight, so we don't have to be squeezed in the middle. And America, I give it to you. You want to change the day? Give us a vision. I told yesterday, I wrote to, there is an incredible, incredible actor, James Wood, and he's always on Twitter. Wonderful actor, but he's so smart, in every day that he makes me laugh so much. And I wrote to him and said, Hollywood needs to give us a vision how we get out of this mess. This mess needs to be a kumbaya routine. We need to keep take America back again and make, California back the California we know. Hollywood needs to be back on track. We need to get our world, in a destination that is actually, I think we need a global conference, because I talk about America. America tried to do its best, but if China doesn't play along, if Russia is MIA, and yes, you're MIA, because you can do whatever you want, and I know we had a spilling that nobody talked about, but we know in the Arctic, and you try to take control of business, yes. But we need you guys to come to the table. And the fact that right now they are repositioning the soldier doesn't mean that you are not going to be have a place in the table. And the European Union is going to try to ignite the economy right now with all this money. But where they are going? Dove vadis? Where are you going? Okay, and the fact that we have people immigrating from one country to another, and all of a sudden they decide to pick it with the Jews again. And we say that if there is any anti-Semitism in the world, if you beat up Jews, trust me, it's not going to be funny this time, because we're not going to, turn on the other cheek, as you guys say. It's another Jewish thing. It's Christian thing. I know they're saying that, but we are resilient, and we want our people of Israel to be strong, and the Jewish people to be faithful to their faith and their God, but to be free to live wherever they want and whatever their business take them. They are business people, and that's what inject the action to the world. Remember what happened to Europe after the Jews got killed. All the batteries, they generate energy. They generate the action. Think again. Let them be. And, every time they talk bad about them, I know that we all can be obnoxious in so many ways. We all humanity, if you take us in the wrong side. But let's figure this out. This time we can see it, we can talk about it, we can read about it, we can walk, we can write, we can make movies, we can make chat, we can film, we can Zoom, we can solve every problem in the world. Because there is no problem unsolvable these days. It's only the corona is a mystery. And that mystery comes to God. That's why we are fasting tomorrow. And tonight it starts at 7, after 7 p.m. Jerusalem time. And we are going to fast and ask God for some grace to overcome it and, you know, see us to the other side. And maybe he'll come and give us the grace of honoring us with his presence finally in the Holy Land. If we find the opportunity to have a temple, if the world will start talking to the mosque and give us back our stuff on our space on Temple Mount, because when you occupied a place, and yes, Temple Mount is occupied. Our spiritual center of the world is occupied. The world needs to be worried. The world, you are. This is your center. It's been occupied by Muslim forces for so long, and I have nothing against the Muslim, but just stay away from my spiritual center, because this is the one that will give energy, will solve our problem, because that will be the connection to God. You know, it's like the matrix. If they plug it in, it doesn't connect. What it means, it's the wrong plug. So now move on. You try your thing. You have it for so long. It's a beautiful thing. Yes, and after 67, they even changed the demographic and put the holy on the holy shrine, that they call it. It's they put the gold. They cover it, which against the United Nations. But who count? If when it's against the Jews, nobody counts. But I'm counting right now, because they cannot plug to the essence of God. They cannot connect to God's essence. And the essence of God is something that needs to be by holiness. Holiness is made by method, the method of Moses. The Moses book of will teach you how to do it. You can connect to God if you go in his way. It's this in the scripture, it's written by the letter. You don't have to have in the intuition or the explanation. Just read it as it is. God will explain it to you. It doesn't need all the savvy sage. You know, all the sages always, you know, meticulously are incredible smart. But at the end of the day, they didn't build me a temple. So with all due respect, I love them all. I respect them all. I will light a candle for their soul. Yes. But please, if you didn't build me a temple after King David, after King Solomon did, I have no connection to you. I need to connect to the source of the being of this universe. And the only place, the only opportunity is on Temple Mount. And you guys, that you're being silent, you don't talk about it, and you avoid even talking to us about it and contemplating even the fact that it belongs to the Muslim. For how the God, you know, the Christian, you have billion Christian that belongs to our Judeo-Christian faith. Where are they? You ignore them. You ignore them, and you give it to just because you're terrorized. Don't be terrorized, because terror, you see, they are in the street now. Are you afraid? Okay, so you be afraid for a minute, and after you get over it, because get a life. You know, they can scare you. After a while, you become, you know, they bully you, you become tough. So we already over it. We want to connect to God, and we need the Temple Mount. So please listen to this. It's going to happen. It's going to be built, because God says he put the corona, or you work it with him. Oh, you know, I don't know what will happen. So let's meet in the next week, and we'll be back. Be well. Be good. Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling for the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.